Dean Richards, Sunday morning. Matt Bubala filling in today for Uncle Dino. We'll check in with him again a little later from the AIDS Walk and Run in Chicago. Joining us on the phone right now is Bree Carey. She is hosting at the Geneva Public Library today from 2 to 4 p.m., an open mic about mental illness. Bree is the founder of the nonprofit organization, A Cutter's Guardian Angel. She joins us on the phone. Hey, Bree, how are you this morning?
Hi, I'm good.
Thank you very much for joining the show. You know, I have to write you out a little bit, Bree. When I called your mom an hour or so ago, she's like, I'll wake her. I'll make sure she is up. I'll make sure she wakes up. And as a 16-year-old, Bree, it's a beautiful thing to have a Sunday morning where you can sleep in a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
I understand you took the ACT yesterday, it says in the paper.
Yep.
And how did that go?
Okay.
Was that the first time taking it?
Yeah.
Do you think you might do it again, or do you think that was enough?
Oh, definitely. I plan on taking a few times.
There's a lot of pressures in being a junior in high school these days, aren't there? And Bree, I wanted to highlight something. There's a big article in the Tribune about you today, and it's a really neat thing you've done. So you've suffered in the past from panic attacks and depression and things like that, and you started an online forum, YouTube videos and things like that to help other kids and teenagers who face these issues themselves. Why did you decide to start reaching out like that to other kids?
I started reaching out to people because I really wanted to give them what I had when I was recovering, which is people who are there to listen and be helpful and provide information about their past experiences that could help the people suffering be able to cope better.
Did you run into that yourself as you've dealt with your issues over the years and cutting and things like that? Did you feel like if I could talk more openly to other kids about this, this would really help me? Or do you fear that while you had a good support system and have been able to really work through these things, other kids out there have nobody to talk to and maybe suffer in silence?
Well, depression is extremely isolating, and so I know I had a great support system around me, but I know sometimes I didn't really recognize it, and it's difficult to realize the people who are there for you, but I know that I had a lot more than most people have, and so I want to try and provide that for them.
And the website, what is the website that people can visit to find more information, Bree?
Our website is acuttersguardianangel.webs.com, and we have all links on there to our different social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
And you've got, it says in the paper, you've got 4,000 followers, not only here in North America, but kind of around the world.
Yeah, we do. Most of our followers are based here in the U.S., but we do have some people who connect from across the ocean.
In the Tribune article, the one concern that was expressed is by some therapists who worry that you guys as teenagers are maybe taking on things here that you're just not equipped to handle from other kids who are facing serious issues. How do you guys handle that when somebody seems very, very desperate who comments or connects with you guys through the social media?
Well, we're not therapists, and we don't try and make any we don't try and pretend that we are. We just simply try and provide a safe and comforting environment for people who need help and don't feel like they can talk to a therapist or don't have the resources needed to speak to one at the moment.
At the Geneva Public Library, that's at 127 James Street in Geneva, today from 2 to 4 p.m., you're going to have an open mic about mental illness. What kind of things can we expect if we show up there today?
You can expect a lot of comforting words from people all over the community and advice and just a lot of support being thrown around.
You had mentioned that, you know, mental illnesses and depression are so isolating. Is that a big deal just in that of itself, that there's somewhere you can go where you think, oh my gosh, there's other kids who are like me. I'm not the only one who feels this way.
Oh, it's definitely a huge thing, and that's one of the biggest things we try and provide, because when you have depression, you feel like you're the only one who has it and no one will understand you. And we try and show people that other people are suffering the same way and that they do understand.
Acuttersguardianangel.webs.com, is that what you had said?
Yes, it is.
Acuttersguardianangel.webs.com, and you can join Bree at the Geneva Public Library today from 2 to 4 p.m. I hope the ACT went well. Good luck with that. But thank you for what you're doing for other kids, and I really appreciate that you're reaching out and talking to other kids about something that's not easy to talk about, Bree. How tough has it been being so public about the battles you've faced? You know, we read so much about bullying and things like that in high school today. You know, bullying has always gone on, but kids didn't have the tools to make it so much more difficult on other kids as they do today with technology. Has it been really tough to be so open about this?
It's definitely a personal challenge to try and open up, but I've really just been greeted with a lot of acceptance from my peers. So that's been a really great experience.
Excellent. Bree Carey from Geneva, Illinois. Thank you so much for being with us and good luck today.
Thanks.
Bree Carey, that is one of Chicago's very own, is you know, kind of one of the things we do around here. Here's a teenager really doing something, who faced her own struggles in such a tough way. She's working through them and she's helping other kids as well. That's a pretty neat story.